Cape Talk, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
And joining you this morning, there's none other than Adam Gilchrist in the UK. Are you doing well this morning, Adam?
Good morning, Kino. Yeah, very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good, good. About 2 kilos lighter. Feeling great. Now, let's talk...
Why are you 2 kilos lighter?
Oh, I went running. You know, it's been gymming hard. Been gymming really, really hard. Now, the end of an era in Cuba. Raul Castro has stepped down as leader. What?
Yeah, it means there's no Castro at the top, essentially. Ever since Fidel became the Cuban prime minister in 1959, there's pretty much been a Castro in charge of Cuba, with all that went with it through the troublesome 1960s and 70s, the 80s, the signs of freedom in the 90s, less so again. But here we are. The right-hand man of Raul Castro, Miguel Díaz-Canel, the sole candidate to succeed him, has basically been appointed by Cuba's parliament to take over as president. Raul, of course, took over from Fidel, 12 years ago or so, and carried on the Castro rule. But the National Assembly in Havana voted on the nomination, and the result will officially be announced at some point today. I mean, can there be any other result? There's only one bloke running. The Assembly is choosing him. It's not entirely a democratic process, after all. But things are changing in Cuba, because they are opening up their doors a little bit more to the Americans and to others. And, I mean, it's been a popular tourist destination for some time, but signs that Cuba is not going to be that weird place. Like Albania, it'll actually become almost, in inverted commas, normal.
I think Cuba is probably more normal than America at the moment, given who they've got sitting on top.
Yeah, true.
Now, disfigurement, hate crime, a new UK campaign to stop facial prejudice.
Isn't that extraordinary? I mean, obviously, we've heard of racial prejudice, but facial prejudice, according to this campaign called Changing Faces, a charity called Changing Faces, they say that there's been hate crime against people who have obvious scars or birthmarks or other irregular features. There are an estimated 1.25 million people in the UK alone who have significant disfigurements, and more than 500,000 people who have facial disfigurements. The charity says for too long these people have been abused and harassed, and a third of people who have any kind of facial disfigurement say they've been a victim of some kind of hate crime, even if just nasty abuse. But only 1 in 9 actually report it as a crime to police. So the charity says no one deserves to suffer abuse because of the way they look, and it's time to break the cycle of hate in our society. I mean, it's a big one, because you think of the other kinds of hate crime that exists, but isn't it sad that somehow we need that campaign in the first place? What on earth is going on with that?
I mean, why would anybody do that to someone else? Mm. I can't understand it. Anyway, an emoji planet. YouTube study into the world's newest language.
Yeah, YouTube research tells us that not only is emoji the world's newest language, but also the world's fastest growing language ever. Smiley face. It is, though, they say, ruining young people's English skills. Grumpy face. 94% of people agree that there's been a decline in the correct use of English. Apparently spelling, grammar, syntax, and the general ability to communicate have all been affected by the fact that emojis have taken over. Excuse me. Startled face with a waving hands. Children are finding it possible to communicate almost entirely with emojis. And let's be honest, haven't we all sent just a picture of something to show with no words were necessary? But in a world where a grinning turd is one of the most popular symbols, you kind of wonder.
What does it mean?
Where did that come from?
What is a grinning turd?
I've never understood it myself.
Maybe, how are you feeling this morning? And you put a grinning turd, isn't like, you know, turd-faced, if I can put it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's a sort of smiling through adversity type of thing, you know, if you're at work or, I don't know, something like that. But thank goodness for mediums like radio, which are free of emoji nonsense, wink with a tongue sticking out, wavy hands.
You're funny. Love it. Adam, thank you very much for your time, sir. That is Adam Gilchrist with his worldview from London.